Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott is hosting the third annual Transboundary Mining Meeting. Mallott aide Albert Kukesh says officials from the federal, state, and British Columbia governments will attend. So will tribal, industrial, environmental, fisheries, and other leaders. He says this year's meeting will allow more time for discussion than previous gatherings.
This is a chance for stakeholders, people who are interested in those kind of transboundary issues, to come and talk to the powers that be, if you want to say it that way.
Much has changed since the previous meeting. More mineral exploration companies have announced discoveries of gold-bearing ore. A new coalition has taken control of British Columbia's provincial government, and the U.S. State Department has become involved in the controversy. Kukesh, a former Alaska lawmaker, says the State Department's presence is new. He says officials will discuss results of its gap analysis.
Essentially, that means, where are those areas that aren't being really actively covered now by the transboundary groups in Alaska and Canada? And there's a gap analysis being done by the State Department that says, here's where we think there's areas of concern that we have to follow up on.
Two mines on transboundary rivers, the Red Chris and the Bruce Jack, are producing and processing ore. And others, including the KSM, have accumulated necessary permits and are seeking investors. Tribal and other government groups are already sampling water from rivers with watersheds, including mining and exploration sites. Concerns focus on possible pollution that could damage salmon and other wild fish runs. The meeting will be from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Vocational Training and Resource Center on Hospital Drive in Juneau. It's open to the public, but will not be teleconferenced. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.